From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues this series of studies in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled Faith's Conflict, Cross, and Crown, a message which focuses upon Moses' choice to identify himself with the people of Israel. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook by C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called The Word Necessary Food. The text is found in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If God so willed it, we could live without bread, even as Jesus did for 40 days. But we could not live without his word. By that word we were created, and by it alone can we be kept in being, for he sustaineth all things by the word of his power. Bread is a second cause. The Lord himself is the first source of our sustenance. He can work without the second cause as with it. And we must not tie him down to one mode of operation. Let us not be too eager after the visible, but let us look to the invisible God. We have heard believers say that in deep poverty, when bread ran short, their appetites became short too. And to others, when common supplies failed, the Lord has sent in unexpected help. But we must have the word of the Lord. With this alone we can withstand the devil. Take this from us, and our enemy will have us in his power, for we shall soon faint. Our souls need food, and there is none for them outside of the word of the Lord. All the books and all the preachers in the world cannot furnish us with a single meal. It is only the word from the mouth of God that can fill the mouth of a believer. Lord, evermore give us this bread. We prize it above royal dainties.
Oh,
if anything is obvious in this modern society, it is that people are confused, frightened, and uncertain about the future. Where does one look for the solution to the universal problems of guilt, doubt, and temptation? A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns produced a booklet entitled A New Beginning, which deals with such questions as, how may I have my sins forgiven and my guilt removed? How may I be sure that I possess eternal life and that I am not deluding myself? Or, how may I enjoy the Christian life and live above constant failure and frustration? Dr. Cairns answers these questions from the Word of God. A New Beginning is for inquirers into the nature of the Christian message of salvation and for Christians desiring to gain a good grasp of the first principles of the gospel. It is useful for both personal use and for group study and discussion. For a free copy of A New Beginning, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of A New Beginning, and we'll be happy to provide it for you. From his text in verses 23 through 29, the testimony to the faith of Moses, Dr. Cairns has already spoken of the faith of Moses' parents, who spared their son in spite of the king's command that all male Hebrew babies were to be killed. In God's providence, Moses' mother was chosen to nurse him after he was found in the river by Pharaoh's daughter. In this message, we've seen how Moses' early training led him to reject the pagan culture of Egypt to become the leader and deliverer of the children of Israel. By separating himself from Egypt, a type of the world, Moses demonstrated the courage of his faith. He chose suffering rather than the sinful lifestyle of Egypt. He calculated that the reproach of Christ far exceeded the riches of Egypt. His sight of Christ gave him great confidence in the face of Egypt's might. Consequently, he was entirely consecrated to God. In the final portion of this message, Dr. Cairns shows that Moses' faith was vindicated by God as the army of Egypt was drowned in the Red Sea. Now to conclude this message called Faith's Conflict, Cross, and Crown, here is Dr. Cairns.
Christ felt the chill of the waters of death. We have no such chill. We go through, vindicated, for he is our salvation. The Egyptians came along to the same spot, you would say at about the same time. They came with much greater confidence than the children of Israel. They came in armies, and they were drowned to the last man. The world may mock faith in Christ. Stupid men, and I say that deliberately, stupid. They may be the greatest in the educational world, in the arts world, in the political world, in the economic world, but they're just stupid. The Bible says they're fools. If they deny God and reject Christ, they may feel that they can get through this world without Christ. I know personally of one fairly rich man. If I were to mention him, many of you would know him too, or know of him. He just put it in so many words. I've made my money without God. I've got this far in life without God. I have all these possessions without God. Why would I need him now? The language of a fool. There's a man in Northern Ireland died there. Thank God he was a saved man. But just to illustrate, he left behind him 37 million pounds, 80 to 90 million dollars. How much did he leave behind him? Everything. Everything. It really didn't matter whether it was 1 pound or 37 million. I'd leave it all behind. Couldn't take one brass farthing with him. No use to. How great a fool would a man be to seek to get through the waters of death by virtue of his political clout or his economic clout? I tell you, it's at that point that the Christian has his second great vindication. He was justified at Calvary, but thank God he's vindicated in the moment of death, in the last article of death, when the great last enemy comes. He's a lion with his teeth pulled and his cheek teeth destroyed. He's a lion with his paws bound. He's a lion with his roar muffled, death defeated. And Christ brings his people through to glory. By faith, Moses kept the Passover, justified through the blood. By faith, Moses passed through the waters, vindicated at the place of death. Children of Pharaoh perished. That, my friend, is the vindication of faith. And that's the vindication that matters. I wonder today, are you possessed of Moses' faith in Moses' Savior? I wonder today, have you ever been to Calvary? Have you ever been justified freely by God's grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus? Have you ever been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you ever had your guilt put away on bended knee as you have confessed sin and Christ alone as God's salvation from sin? If you have, fear not. What happens in life? Let not the sufferings and the afflictions drive a wedge between you and your God. Go on laboring, spending, and being spent for Christ. Suffer whatever affliction and reproach may come your way in the joyous knowledge that he will never leave you or forsake you, and he feels every pain, and he'll not allow one that's not for your good and his glory. Go on to face death in the sure knowledge that he will carry you through. But if you're without Christ, if you're in this meeting this morning and your heart has never been separated from the world, far from refusing to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter or its equivalent in your life, you embrace the world, you yearn for the world, you love the world, you want the world, and you've no time for God and God's Christ, and you don't want the way of the cross. You despise the idea of reproach. If that's where you are today, my friend, I have only one word. That's the one we read. Whoso will see of his life, whoso would see of himself from reproach and suffering and shame for the sake of Christ, he will lose his life and soul for all eternity. God's word to you is repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. Because the way that you're going is the way that Pharaoh and his hosts went. You may be in the pompous chariot of worldly ambition and worldly attainment. You may be amidst the armies of worldly friends, but you're just like Pharaoh's host, and you're on a thunderous pathway that leads to the waters of death. God will separate those waters to bring his people over. But those waters will engulf you and drown you and damn you in the torments of a never-ending hell. Where do you stand with God? Where do you stand in the light of eternity? Forget your little religious exercises. Put away your little religious facade. Make sure you come to grips with the reality of the gospel and the great question of faith. Make sure you're saved today. Don't go out through those doors till you know you're saved. Just as surely as Moses, that you have been vindicated, justified at Calvary, and you'll be vindicated in the hour of death and brought home to glory. May God bless his word to your heart. Make it just the word that you need to bring you to Christ, or as a Christian, to lead you on with Christ for his name's sake. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. We do want every head bowed in prayer, and we do want every eye closed. In just a moment, this meeting will be over. You'll be going your way. I wonder what way it'll be. We're all going out to go through a desert land, saint and sinner. That's what the world is. But some are going out like Moses and the people of God, for God to cut a path right through to heaven. And even the Red Sea or even the Jordan will not stand in their way. Others are going out like Pharaoh's hosts to be led down to death and cut off to be lost forever. Which will it be for you? Which is it? The difference is in the blood of Christ applied to your heart. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his word he has shown you the way. Here in our midst he's standing today. And he's tenderly saying, come. I trust you'll come. I'm here as your servant for Christ's sake. There's nothing I would love more than the joy of pointing you to Christ. Make sure you're saved, man. Nothing else matters. Make sure you're saved. Young person, get it right with God today. On your bended knees, come. Let me open the book of God with you. Let the others leave. Let me, through God's word, point you Christward and heavenward through the blood. May God bless you. Father in heaven, God of Moses, be the God of men and women in this meeting today. We pray that thou wilt give saving faith. Lord, look upon the young people here. There are many who at birth were given up to thee. And oh Lord, thou dost know that with all the faults and failings of God's people, their parents, nonetheless, they were reared with an eye to thy glory, taught the things of God, and surrounded by the protection of paternal love and faith. Now, Lord, they are come to years. The temptations of this world, like the court of Pharaoh before Moses, glitter in their eyes. Oh, we pray that as they've come to years, thou wilt impart personal faith to them. Oh God, grant them grace this day to refuse the world, to turn to Christ, to make the great choice that Moses made. God, grant that this day families will be completed, sons and daughters will be saved. Lord, bring every young person right through for God. Pray that you'll save them from the pampered existence of empty profession, of living only for what is easy. Lord, give them such a faith in Christ that they will live for what is glorifying to him. Oh Lord, we pray, move through the families represented here. Remember others who are not just coming to the years of understanding, but who have lived a long time through life. They're still not sure they're saved. They're still half holding to the world. God, have mercy and save men and women in this meeting. Bless thy people, some of them suffering deep anguish of heart, pain of body. And oh Lord, thou dost know the needs, material, financial, family, business needs, personal needs, emotional needs. Oh Lord, show them that the man of sorrows is not afar off, but he stands not only with them, but in them, in their troubles. Oh God, bless and encourage and edify thy people today. Strengthen them for the battle, for the fight of faith, and grant that they will continue fleeing Egypt and going homeward and heavenward, fleeing sin, fighting the devil, and glorifying their God. So give lasting fruit for the preaching of thy word. And as we separate one from another, remember, O Lord, the prayer of Moses that we were singing this morning in the 90th Psalm. We make it our prayer. Establish thou the work of our hands upon us. The work of our hands, establish thou it. We pray in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.